Hey, my fantastic people, what's going on? It's your boy, DJ Fluff, 313. We are literally driving again, and you know how we do it. We drive, and we talk, and we talk, and we drive. If you hear an engine in the background, you know why. Boom. Just had a good day today. Had to go grab my mail from my mom's house and stuff like that, you know. Normal day. About to get in the studio, and continue this album I have coming out, which I can finally tell people what the name of it is. It's basically called Neon Spaghetti. There's a reason for that. And the reason for the Neon Spaghetti title is basically because I'm doing a couple collabs on this album, right? But the cool thing about it is, like, I say the collabs is almost like fam or friends and stuff like that. And we have a thing to keep family together, usually, which is called an odd cookout. That's when we basically bring people to the house and we, you know, and we have a cookout and people bring dishes and stuff, but it's not the normal dishes. We make sure it all go together, but it's odd. It's odd cookout. And it's, we have a great time because somebody be like, what is that? But last time we made something called, we call it now, Neon Spaghetti, and it was basically a family affair type thing, and the noodles was pink, and like, the cheese on the thing was blue, and it was like, what? It was crazy. We did it real good. We did it like, I think we did it out of beets, or she used some beet color food dye, some beet food dye, something like that, so it was natural. It was cool, and we did that, and it was great. And everybody talked about that pink and blue spaghetti that was really, really good. It was good. So I call it Neon Spaghetti, and I'm calling that Neon Spaghetti because of the collaboration of that. That's why I'm calling it Neon Spaghetti. So with that being said, it's like, you know, just working on some extra stuff. That's cool. But, you know, enough about me. I want to talk about, I don't really want to talk about the Kobe Bryant thing, because so many people are talking about it, and on this show, the random DJ Fluff show, a lot of people talk about it to get their views up. Oh, Kobe, oh, people gonna check this out because it's about Kobe and everything else. And it's like, I think the world has been oversaturated with a lot of it, but one thing I noticed is this. I respect the man. Shot go out to his family. Condolences go out to him and his family. And I'm pretty sure, like, by now they just kind of want to, I mean, not move on to be disrespectful or nothing, but just to move on past the loss. You know what I'm saying? And more so, just cherish the good memories, you know? So, on that note, that's all we're going to say about that. And we're going to keep going. You know what I'm saying? It's because that's a tough pill to swallow, and I'm pretty sure no one is letting this lady forget, or the mama forget, or anybody else forget that Kobe is gone, the daughter is gone. It's already a tragedy and everything else. So let's keep going. No disrespect to that. All right. So what we got to talk about is basically mankind and the crazy things that. Let me see, how can I put this? The crazy things that people do just out of the internet. Like, I have seen the craziest challenges from here to Atlanta. It don't matter. From here to New Zealand. Like, dude, have you seen the Skull Crush Challenge, or what is it? Something? Yeah, I think Skull Crush Challenge. And people, basically three guys are lined up side by side, and the two guys on the side jump, and then the dude in the middle jumps, knowing that he's about to fall and hurt himself. He jumps in the middle, and as he jumped, they kick his feet forward, so he falls on his ass and back of his head and everything else. Okay, now real quick, and it's a horrible fall too. It's like, dang, are you serious? A kid the other day had did it. I don't know why. It just seemed like the dumbest thing in the world. Did this challenge and ends up becoming unconscious and then had a seizure while he was unconscious. Now, That's horrible. We as people, we gotta kind of, to a point, stop the challenges a little bit. I know it's supposed to be internet fun, but look, it's like a planking challenge. That's different. It's just nothing. The broom challenge, safe. But after a while, you know somebody gonna take their little wickedness and throw it into them challenges, and literally gonna have some people tearing themselves up like this one. Or it was another challenge a while ago, that it was a couple years ago, and it was almost like a Ouija board type challenge. You don't want to mess with a Ouija board. Who does this? Like, dog, if anybody knows anything, I'm just say this real quick. A Ouija board opens up things in your house, in your four walls, that you don't want to open up. And it's always something evil on the other side, no matter what. If it wasn't, the good Lord upstairs would have been like, oh, yo, here you go, man. I'm going to go ahead. You get to talk to anybody you want to when they pass away. No, you can't do it. Even though you probably miss somebody or something of the sort, it's just the fact is, dude, you probably had to watch an old video to listen to their voice or something, but not a Ouija board, yo. And it's actually a lot of stuff pertaining with the challenges and just evil stuff on the internet. It's a lot of it. And you can't just say it's just a lot of stuff on the internet, because TV is oversaturated with it too. Every 2 months, there's at least another witch show, a magic show, or some type of magic cartoon, or some type of cartoon that is edgy, or either dark humor. Every 2 months. What is that basically telling you? That it's basically oversaturated with that. So on that note, basically, oh my goodness, I just thought of something. Netflix is the worst when it comes to it. Oh my, you gotta, look, I have to do this now. I have to watch cartoons with my son now. He's 10. I gotta watch cartoons with him and make sure that it ain't no, you know what I'm saying, no demonic signs, demonic stuff they doing. Oh, we gonna cast some spells or two. No spells or two either. I tell people, a lot of people be like, oh, yo, you overthinking. I say, yeah, you're overthinking enough to somebody later on just be like, oh, yeah, I like Harry Potter so much that I, at a young age too. Now, I like Harry Potter, like, they like Harry Potter so much that they had a girlfriend and the girl break up with them. Now they trying to put a curse on them, a witch curse. And do you know what happens to people that try to put witch curse and genies and things like that? Nah, nothing good comes from that. And even in the form of what the witches say, everything comes to you in three times fold. So you put a curse on somebody. Now, in three times worse of a curse, three times worse of a curse come back to you? What do you mean? Because that's not really the witch's law. That's basically the law that the Lord laid out. It's like, yo, you don't want this to come back to you in any time form or anything. When you basically living your best life, and next thing you know, you living your next life, or whatever. It's like, you never know. It could be you. It could be paralyzed for the rest of your day. Only thing I want to basically enlighten people to do is this. Watch out for what entertains you. I always say that. And watch out for challenges on the internet. And watch what your kids watch it. Oh my goodness. I had to say it like that because, duh. I know people right now to this day let their kids watch anything on the internet, but then tell them like, y'all can't watch a PG-13 movie. What do you mean? What do you mean? You mean to tell me they can watch people cuss all day on the internet? And that's a little lucrative. Every now and then some gonna say some bad word. Or people act crazy on the internet, more attention than they ever, like, just craving for attention. It's like we look at society now and it be more vain type of influences you, be vain, be me all day, and be selfish, be petty, and everything else. But if you really look at it, bro, it's literally like almost like a spiritual war to a point. All these are major sins. Be lustful and be everything else. Now, I ain't come to you to really preach to you today, but I just had to say, like, a lot of times people put like all these emphasis on all the crookedness. I have seen, oh my goodness, I've seen I watched the whole episode before I even predicted it. I mean, like, basically judged the show. But what's that show? I can't even think of the show name. It's a new show that's supposed to be on Fox. In the first 1 minute and 50 seconds, my man's looked at this mountain and said, oh yeah, this mountain's the devil something. Nah, that wasn't too bad, but it was a huge mountain and they was looking up to it. You gotta kinda look a little bit farther and look into it a little bit deeper. So as they was looking into it, and it was like, oh yeah, that's the devil's butthole or something crap like that. So they was looking at that part. Okay, that's what I took from it. But I was like, nah, I'm probably just tripping a little bit. Because as a person that, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but as a person that know a couple conspiracy theorists and stuff like that, I looked at it differently than what a normal person would look at it. Then when the person climbed up this mountain, he got an Oscar in the middle. I said, oh, okay. So he got an Oscar for climbing the mountain. Don't ask me. Then after he did that, he got on top and shame God. Take that, God, like for real. In the first 1 minute and 50 seconds. Dog, like this the first episode. In the first episode, in the first 1 minute and 50 seconds, you basically blasphemed against the Lord. You did all types of other random stuff that just it was just like, what? And it goes on. So the blasphemy of the God was at the beginning of the first episode. So basically a lot of people was like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? You never know who this show is gonna reach, because a lot of people are influenced by a lot of stuff quickly. When that ends up happening, later on in the show, the little boy basically is the spoiled little brat of, oh my god, it was so horrible. But I said, you know what? I'm going to watch the first episode, because the first episode will tell me, am I going to like it or not? And not only just that, when he blasphemed against God already, I was already on the clear. Like, I'm basically never going to watch this again. But how far does this rabbit hole go? So, spoiled little brat boy, he ain't listening to his parents. He trying to sabotage. He acting worse than Zach Morris. All the people that was raised in the 90s know what I'm talking about. Very vindictive and very conniving through the whole thing. Spoiled, don't want to hear nothing, calling everything boring. These are the people that we don't want our kids to be like, or us to mimic also. Not only does that, it's like every trait of the boy was just disgusting. So if someone watches this, unsubconsciously, they traits of how they act, let's say they're fans of it, the traits of how this boy act after a while becomes traits of that person. I should know, because when I was young, I used to watch Beavis and Butthead, and after a while, I had a voice that I didn't even know I was doing it. I was mimicking Butthead voice when I talked to people, and they'll say, why you sound like Beavis and Butthead? And that happened for 2 whole years. And I know the powers of entertainment and especially television. Because after a while, people learn from pictures more than they do from anything else. The books, whatever. Even if you read a book, you put a picture in play, like a movie or whatever. And that's just how we learn. And so if you have something that has pictures, bright colors, and everything else, no matter how old you are, it's still going to affect you in your subconscious mind that this is what it is. And a lot of times, if you watch too much of it, it's going to affect you another way. Basically, it's like this. In a nutshell, let's see. In a nutshell, they're trying to make everything that the Bible said basically bootleg, and whatever everybody else saying nowadays, basically the new it. Okay, like the fact that, let's go to Oreo real quick. Oreo, the cookie, is actually the second thing. Somebody, they stole the idea. Nabisco stole the idea. Nabisco did this a couple times. Yeah, shame on Nabisco. Unless y'all give me a check, then it's still shame on y'all. But yeah, real quick. Nabisco shiced out another small company, came out with the name Oreo, and put some evil stuff on it. I ain't gonna lie, look, Oreo got some evil stuff on it. Look it up real quick. But they put that out, and basically they took over because they advertised more. Because people was like, oh yeah, Oreo, I guess. And they put a lot of money for it. They seen it and they made Oreo the new it. But since it had some occultic symbols on it, evil Oreos, I swear. Since it had some occultic symbols on it, after a while, guess what? Certain people started messing with them. Certain people started doing the commercials. Certain people started doing this. Certain people started doing that. And it was like, not Oreo's the new thing, and the other cookie is not it. That's how, not turn into your new pastor, but seriously, that is how the devil works. God already has out the best cookie out there, but now here come another person, which is the evilness of man and mankind and of Lucifer himself, comes out and say, oh no, we got a better one. We gonna advertise this one even harder. So a lot of times that you'll see shows, but you don't see a lot of Bible shows or biblical shows or stuff with shows that show people doing the right thing or living a regular life or stuff like that. You see shows of everything of this new millennial type living. And when I say it's the worst ever, it's horrible. Now let me just say this. Every person ain't gonna agree with this. Every person said gonna say, yeah, you went kind of far off deep with it. It's just, you know what? The message was meant for somebody to hear. If you're listening this far, I guess it's really meant for you to hear it. I got a couple friends, even now, that, you know what I'm saying? Curiosity, you gotta watch Curiosity 2. Like, that sound like a movie. Watch Curiosity 2. It probably is too. Oh man. Bars. Shout out to them. But you gotta watch your curiosity as a person also, because I got a friend, good friend, you know what I'm saying? Not gonna put his name out here. But we had a deep conversation, and the conversation was made for me to basically what I know to tell him about the situation. He said that books of religion is basically all the same. They say do this, do that, do that, do this, watch out for this, and these are the commandments, obey those. And I said, it's a little deeper than that, but yeah. He said, nah, you know what, I studied Christianity, I read the Episcopalian Bible, the Quran. I think now I'm going to just go ahead and read the Luciferian thing. I said, hold on, what? He said, yeah, I'm going to read the Luciferian Bible or whatnot. I said, nah, bro, you don't want to do that. He was like, because he kind of lived in a, you know, he been in a Catholic church and stuff like that. So he know the Bible. But also, he said he was curious of how, you know what I'm saying, how they teachings go. And I said, you know what? You don't want to do that, because the fact is, if the Bible and different other teachings from God is teachings from a higher power or better power or and stuff of that nature, what would happen if you read the teachings from evil? Ah, just like that Oreo thing. Think of it real quick. If you're reading the teachings from evil, that's like basically watching an evil show. There's nothing come good from evil. Nothing. It's bad. Now, when I say evil, I don't mean like, oh yeah, lost and everything else. And oh man, it cracks me up every time somebody say this one thing. I know I'm about to jump off the mid wagon on this part. They always say this. If God was so good, why is there death and rape and murder and stuff like that in the world? And if you notice this little line, these little quotes right here, you as a person have free will. As a person, you have free will. It say don't do it, but are you going to do it? You see what I'm saying? You got free will. You look, the state and the country and whatever the society say, go to work, pay your bills. That's it. You don't have to do it, but it ain't gonna look good for you if you disobey either one. It's gonna look real bad. If you go out there and you murder, rape, pillage, lust, have this, do that, never ever fix yourself in the inside, you're going to live a sinful life. And the sinful afterlife, I don't even want to imagine it. You feel what I'm saying? Now, let's get back. And then another, and if you don't live a sinful life, and after a while, when you put out good energy and everything, and you're positive, and it's 100% from the heart, and next thing you know, you put that out in the world, and it comes back to you. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to have the biggest cars, the finest this, the finest wife, all that extra stuff. No, don't listen to TV and magazines and stuff. Because if you really want to know, nobody's really that beautiful. I'm going to just tell you off the rip. Everybody got some ugly something. Maybe that one girl that you think is the most sexiest thing in the world, maybe she got an ugly pimple on her booty. I don't know. But what I'm saying is that things that you think is gold also is not also gold. And what you're supposed to be doing in life, you can't blame the Lord above because some people don't do it. You can't say, if it was a guy, how come is this? If you didn't know that, please spread this video around and save me on Instagram and everything else. Sometimes I do have some goofy humor, but it all comes from love. Well, exactly like all my other shows, I came to my destination, so I have to go. I had you in the sun visor. We had fun and everything else. It was a blast. I'm telling you, every single time we get together, podcast, we have a great time. Now, this time we talked about what we talked about, and we talked about a lot of evil Oreos. That's what I'm going to name this thing, too. You know, sometimes it'd be a lesson learned from my crazy self and everything else.